And then again, if we turn to Tibetan Buddhism, we find a very similar sort of symbolism. We find it in the symbolism of what the Tibetans call the wheels, the kolos, or what we sometimes call in the West the psychic centers. And these psychic centers in Tibetan Buddhism are usually either four or five in number, though sometimes seven are enumerated. But whether four or five or seven, they are always symbolized by lotus flowers, symbolized by lotus flowers of different sizes, different colors, and with different numbers of petals. And these psychic centers, these lotuses, are represented as being situated at different points up along the median nerve within the human body. For instance, there's supposed to be one at a point corresponding to the stomach, the solar plexus, another at the heart, another at the throat, another at the head, and so on. And one of the assumptions, or one of the presuppositions, of the type of spiritual practice which utilizes this specific symbolism is that with meditation, especially with certain esoteric meditation practices, within the human organism, even within the human body, a current, a very powerful current of energy, of upward moving energy, is generated. In Sanskrit Buddhism, that is to say, this upward moving current of energy within the human body or the human psychophysical system is called Chandali, which literally means the fiery one. And it corresponds to the Tibetan Tummo, about which some of you may have heard. It's usually translated in English as psychic heat, which doesn't really tell us very much about it. And it's more or less the same thing as what the Hindus call the Kundalini, which means the coiled up one. In other words, the potential energy. And this fiery one, or coiled up one, this Chandali or Kundalini or Tummo, this potential energy is very often represented as a serpent. And again, the symbolism is that as this current of energy, this very powerful current of energy, passes up the median nerve, it passes at the same time through these different centers, these different lotus flowers, as it were, and as it moves upward, as it passes through them, the centers become activated. And this is symbolized by the lotuses, the lotus flowers, opening. And the higher up one goes, the bigger and more beautiful becomes the lotus, which opens in this way. Now, I'm not concerned at the moment with the question of whether this system, whether this symbolism, if you like, of the psychic centers and the current of energy is to be taken literally or only metaphorically or even symbolically. There are a number of different opinions on this point. What I'm concerned with at the moment is with the symbolism of the lotus here. Very clearly, the whole process of spiritual growth, the whole process of spiritual life and development is symbolized, again, in these sort of vegetable terms, symbolized in terms of life, symbolized in terms of growth.